I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Hey, we are back. This is Knockout Radio, top of the hour, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North in St. Pete, coming off of the Grand Prix.
It wasn't his headset. I think it's yours.
No, it's not mine. There's none of that cracking sound in my headset.
I thought I just heard it.
His headset.
The Grand Prix was pretty cool.
Grand Prix. A great weekend. Great weekend for the race fans. Great to have live events and speeding through the town of downtown St. Pete.
But there wasn't a whole lot of fans there.
There wasn't.
You know, I mean, we walked from the pit area to the track, back to the pit area. Well, I rode, then I walked, and it was like there was nobody there.
The question is, how many times did you get your temperature checked? I think I got checked 6 times that one afternoon.
Where did it get?
I got checked in the morning in the car, pulling into the yellow lot.
Right, we got it checked there.
I got checked at the tent. I got checked going through the Cooper Tire metal detector, going in and out both times. So that was like 4 times.
See, I didn't get checked. I walked right through it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
I walked through the gate the first time.
Maybe they could tell you didn't have COVID. I don't know. Maybe I look like I had COVID because I have a red mohawk.
Well, no, you look like there's something wrong with you.
Right.
They just don't know what.
They're like, maybe the COVID turned his hair red or pink.
I was scheduled to leave the show.
Okay. Yes, you were.
What are you acting surprised? You knew.
Well, yeah, but I was trying to drum up some suspense.
No, I was scared that this could have been my last show because I was turning the second hour over to you.
Yes.
And I was leaving.
You were leaving.
I was headed to Bucks practice.
And that?
And, you know, they're very limited giving credentials out.
Right.
I was shocked when I got an email yesterday. I wasn't happy because it's Wednesday.
Right.
But I couldn't turn it down, so I was scheduled to go. And then I got an email this morning that practice was moved inside.
Okay.
And I guess that limits the limit of the limited media. Even more limited.
Oh, so the bottom guys.
Well, I guess there's different levels.
Sure.
You know,
like major networks like ESPN, Fox.
I'm just saying different levels of testing.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest, I don't want that thing stuck up my nose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really, just to go watch practice.
Right.
I really don't.
Practice? Like, talk about practice?
Exactly. I changed my colonoscopy to next year. Because I don't want that thing up my nose.
The colonoscopy thing?
I'd rather the thing up my rear before I want that thing up my nose.
Just make sure they don't use the same instrument on both sides.
Well, I am doing both sides at the same time.
Okay.
So the credential kind of got pulled back. So.
And then we had a chance to meet Michael De Orlando, the race car driver, up-and-coming race car driver with the UFC sponsorship. I saw that UFC logo.
Okay, first of all, not to correct you as always, it's not a UFC sponsorship.
Well, the UFC gym sponsors
his. In New York sponsors. Well, there's a big difference.
Is it?
What? That's like Tour de Pizza is sponsoring Knockout Radio, but you saying the pizza industry is sponsoring the show. It's not.
Okay.
The UFC is not sponsoring the driver, and I'm not trying to rip the kid.
Right.
He is sponsored by a UFC gym in New York. I mean, it's still awesome. It's still cool.
Sure.
And it drew you over there.
It did.
Right?
Because I'm a big fan of the UFC.
No, you're a big athletic supporter. You know, we get it.
But I was curious, and the reason I singled him out of all other race car drivers.
Because of the UFC.
It was because of the UFC relationship.
It was the UFC gym logo.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just saying, you got to be correct.
The UFC gym in Waverly, New York sponsors this kid, and I wanted to know the relationship and how it ended up on the car, on the number 4 car. And I wanted to know if he actually was a fighter, if he actually trained MMA. Because we see NASCAR drivers, they crash, they cross the checker line, then they start swinging, they start throwing punches with helmets on. And you know these NASCAR guys don't know how to fight. I mean, one, they're like 4'3", and they can't really fight. They're not fighters. Michael is a real fighter. He trains, and he's like 6'6". So that's a dangerous dude.
It is your headset.
It is.
Yes.
But I wasn't even talking to Mark.
Well, that's not his fault.
I think all the headsets. We need we're Steve Savanio when we need them.
Yeah, I think we need so give me some cash, some Kevin cash. And we'll get some new.
Well, there should be some cap room, right? We can sell some of these players and make some money, build a new team next year.
Oh, we're back to the Rays?
I mean, I don't know. It is coming off of last night's huge letdown.
You know, and everybody's all pissed off that the Dodgers won the World Series. Yes, the Dodgers have been in the World Series 3 of the last 4 years.
Right.
But they didn't win. They got cheated by the Astros.
It's true.
And they didn't win. They haven't won in 32 years.
And what's crazy is the Astros kind of took this one away from the Rays.
I mean, this one.
Yes.
How'd they take this one away?
Well, because they were down 3-0. And if they would have just gave in and just like not played and not cared, and they wouldn't have fought so hard, the Rays might not have gassed out or, you know, been so fatigued going in. They would have had time to rest. The Dodgers had a game 7 against the Braves, and we could have won.
How can I like somebody so much that is a complete buffoon?
You don't think that those 3 extra games they had to play against the what?
No.
Game 7 they had to play 4 extra games against the Phillies or Astros.
They're 22-year-old kids. They played day after day.
That grind at that level. You don't think that impacted the potential of them winning against the Dodgers? Especially when the Dodgers are older. They went to Game 7.
The Dodgers are a better team.
They had older players. Kershaw, Turner. They're in their 35, 30, 33, 35.
So they should be more tired than the young kids. You're using a very...
That's what I'm saying. The Dodgers, like I'm saying, the Rays could have dominated the Dodgers if they would have 4 extra games of rest. Waiting to get to the big game.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you.
Ring rust is real.
There's 2 things that... So which do you want?
But not for 4 days.
You just said ring rust is real. So they didn't have ring rust because they had to play to game 7s. Then you said...
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
Then you said...
There's no ring rust. They played so frequently.
Then you said because they had to have game 7s, they were tired.
I'm saying the Dodgers had game 7. They went to the Braves against game 7. They were older and they were tired. If the Rays would have won and swept the Astros or made it, you know, 4-1 or whatever, they would have had extra days of rest and they would have had a fresher team, fresher legs, fresher arm, and they could have dominated.
On a scale of 1 to 10, that could be one of the stupidest things.
You run that back. You give them that extra time to rest, and I bet they win the World Series.
You just said ring rust is real.
Yeah, if it's a long period, not 4 days. I'm saying in long.
You're doing what I normally do. You're arguing with yourself.
I am arguing with myself because I don't know why we lost. This season was set up for the Rays to win. It's 60 games. They're all 12. They have endurance on their side. They have youth.
I just talked you into a complete circle.
I don't know.
That you contradicted yourself.
Fine.
No ring rust.
I'm trying to justify why I would lost. All I wanted to do was sell my Kluckemeyer baseball for some value because it has no value.
All right. Let's be real honest. The Tampa Bay Rays, formerly known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, could have swept the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kiermaier could have been the MVP. And that ball is still worth $11.95, which is what the ball costs at the sporting goods store.
And that's not true.
Of course it's true.
At the World Series.
Did you call him Kluckemeyer?
Kluckemeyer. Chicken stuff.
Chicken stuff.
but I'm back in training, so I got that going for me.
Who cares?
The lightweight belt is vacant. I mean, there's nobody in the lightweight heavy division. So
lightweight heavy division.
Lightweight division.
Who should fight for the lightweight title?
Me.
Seriously.
Me. All I got to do is get down to 170, 35 pounds. I'll dominate 170.
So you're going to fight at welterweight or lightweight?
Lightweight.
Okay, that's 155.
I'll take that one too.
You are.
I'm going to be a double champ like Henry Cejudo. Listen, I actually at 155, I'll fight 2 people at once.
I truly think you're going to give me a heart attack.
Why?
Because you could be the stupidest human being in this room for sure, but in this county.
Are you crazy?
In this state.
No. Well, there's my fan base calling.
In this country.
They're trying to book tickets to my fight.
I think they're trying to tell you to shut the hell up.
Listen, should I fight at 170 or 155? I can make both.
First of all, you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I will.
You can't.
I will.
You can't make 155.
I can make 155.
There's no way.
I can assure you I can make 155.
And what do you weigh now?
Today, 205, 206.
And you're how 6'2". Short? Yeah, you can't.
6'2", 150 I'm Mike Chiesa. Call Mike.
I really want you to fight David Vieira.
Okay. Well, I don't know how tall he is. How old, what, 5'6"
No, he's 6'2"
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Let's go.
And I'll let you be 10 pounds heavier than him.
No, we got to make it fair.
Trust me, that is fair.
I'll make it fair.
I want to see that fight.
Let's go. We can do it whenever you want to do it.
I will pay to have that fight.
Oh, why?
But see, we can't. You know, we just have to go into a gym and lock the door and let nobody see.
That's true.
You know, because you can't have a fight.
Unsanctioned.
Unsanctioned.
True. We'll just make a sanction. Let's do it on pay-per-view.
Well, that fight would never get sanctioned.
Why?
What?
We could do it in Brazil.
Where there is no commission.
That's true. Okay.
So
I'll be in Brazil in December.
So you're going
to... Oh, can you set that up?
I can.
I want to train in Rio. I'll go.
I will set that up.
Yes.
So we're going to set up a training or set up a fight?
I'm both. Yeah. I mean, training in Brazil is a fight.
Trust me.
I mean, it is a fight. It's
If you will take one piece of advice from me, it's don't fight David Vieira.
Why?
Well, from what I was told, at least by, you know, Justin Gaethje said this Saturday night, being choked unconscious is painless.
It's true.
So he won't.
And do you believe that Khabib switched the armbar, decided not to win by armbar and not break his arm because Gaethje had spoke all week about how he wasn't going to tap no matter what the situation, that Khabib acted in an act of compassion because Gaethje's parents were in attendance and watching their son?
I don't
know. Do you believe any of that?
I believe a lot of Khabib. I'm impressed with the guy.
Okay.
I truly am. And, you know, how many times have fighters retired? Like, I know things about a couple of retired UFC fighters that are coming back.
They're coming back to fight?
They're coming back to fight. There are...
UFC or MMA?
UFC. There, really? There are one or two UFC fighters...
Is GSP coming back?
...that I know is coming
back. Is GSP coming back?
I'm not saying. I'm going to be a little kid. I know something you don't know.
But if he does, he has to win two more titles just to tie Jon Jones.
I'm not talking about GSP.
The GOAT status.
Well, first of all, that's not true.
What do you mean?
Again, that's a stupid, ridiculous statement.
That's what Jon Jones said in his video.
No, you just said it.
That's what Jon Jones said.
But you didn't say that. You said he needs two titles to be considered in the GOAT category. And no, you don't.
To tie him with 15 world titles.
But you don't. And I understand now you're saying, you're clarifying, now you're saying Jon Jones said that.
Right.
But that isn't the say-all, do-all. You know what I mean? To be the GOAT, you have to have the most offenses or the most... It's everybody's opinion.
Which is more important? Which is more impressive? Jon Jones, 15 world titles, or Mayweather's 50 world titles undefeated?
Well, first, most consider Jon Jones undefeated as well.
Even though it was a disqualification.
Right.
Right.
He didn't lose. He was disqualified.
Right.
He lost because he broke his elbow on Matt's face.
Right.
I get it.
I see Matt's face is right there on the wall.
Right. He is on the wall.
That's the face.
I guess you have to say Mayweather.
Yeah. He never lost. And not one lucky punch, not one like off night, not one injury. One bad training camp.
Well, he did have an off night.
50.
He did have an off night against Conor when he let him go into the 11th round instead of doing what he could have done and knock him out probably in the second.
Well, but 50-0.
No, it's impressive.
Which is more impressive, Jon Jones' 15 world titles or Ric Flair's 20? Or how many world titles did Ric Flair have?
Who cares? Honestly, it's not even...
It's all about the titles, right? Number of titles.
See, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
Oh.
That's what I just got through saying. And especially real scripted. He didn't win those titles in Japan. Jon Jones. I'm just saying, where things might have been a little more scripted.
Okay.
But anybody to compare a athlete that has performed in the world of professional wrestling to a combat fighter... where it's not scripted, who you know, who the owner of the organization likes. Randy Orton, by the way, won the title over the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And yesterday or Monday, I had WWF royalty, the daughter of...
Is it WWF or WWE?
That's a legendary. Rowdy Piper's daughter, Teal, came in and toured a pizza. So
I'm more impressed that she is a professional wrestler than she's the daughter of a professional wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Because do you think that it's easier because of her like connections? Like,
of course it is.
Could you talk about the race car drivers? Like, you know, Kyle Petty opened the door.
Kyle Petty once told me that we were talking about names, and he goes, you know, of course, my last name helped get me in the door.
Right.
But my talent or lack of is going to keep me here.
Sure.
Or it's not. So, yes, anybody's name opens doors. It's just whether you can keep it or not.
Does my name open doors?
Matter of fact, your name shuts doors. It gets it closed.
Well, it's still open. There's no movement.
And everybody's name does something. My son was named the starting quarterback of a high school football team because of his last name.
Really?
He had never played high school football before.
So he's like your boy Bentonock. He's like
Bentonock,
Caleb.
They were like, well, his dad does sports. That means he has to know sports. What?
Wow. Well, I mean, isn't the game mostly mental? Got to know X and O's.
It's 80% mental, 40% physical.
Okay, well, what is Brady operating with?
We're going to talk about Brady when we return.
They this look is impressive.
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. phone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Tomey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Big bad Jim Tomey.
Is that a boxer?
No, it was a first baseman.
Oh, that's James Tomey.
James Tomey.
Didn't he fight in the MMA?
He fought Randy Couture.
He did?
Yeah.
That was when they put boxing versus MMA. They wanted to see which was superior.
Well, it's too entirely, and I still pull my hair out when people say that. It's not which one's superior. If a boxer fights an MMA fighter in a boxing ring, the boxer's going to win. If a boxer fights an MMA guy in a cage,
Khabib wins. That's what happened. I mean, KG's a boxer. And Khabib was a wrestler.
In this particular case. All right. A couple things I want to ask you.
Yes.
Which fight would you rather see?
Okay.
GSP, Khabib. John Jones, Anderson Silva. John Jones, Israel Adesanya.
Okay.
John Jones, Stipe Miocic. John Jones.
Why is John Jones in all the fights?
Francis Ngannou. They're the six fights that everybody wants to see.
I think Ngannou's next. I think Ngannou's next for the championship. I think
Ngannou's next for Bill Goldberg.
I think Ngannou's going to be the champion of all champions.
Thank you.
He just has to have the next opportunity. So
he has an opportunity.
Whether it's Stipe, he's a different fighter now. His skills are refined. He's powerful. He's long. He's dominant. I think he beats Stipe. I think he beats Jones. I don't think there's anybody in the heavyweight division right now that could beat Ngannou.
Okay.
Right now.
As wrong as you are, and that's fine. Everyone's entitled to a wrong opinion.
Okay.
What fight would you like to see next? So you're saying Ngannou-Stipe is what you want to see.
No, I'd say Jones-Stipe. Jones-Stipe, just to see what Jones does at heavyweight. I would like to see, I mean, he's lived in that 205 division. He's cleared it out. There's nothing more exciting in that division right now. I mean, I guess Blachowicz, though. Like, Jan Blachowicz put it on Reyes. Jan might give Jones a run for his money.
Well,
he might take the title away from Jones if he didn't vacate it.
First of all, John Jones moved up to heavyweight.
Right.
My sources have told me who Jan's next fight will be.
Okay.
And A, very interesting. And B, he loses.
What?
Jan loses his next fight, if in fact it's true.
Really?
Yes.
So
let's hit a break.
Yes, we have to hit a
break. But yeah, I'll tell you off the air who Jan allegedly is going to fight next.
Really?
And Jan gets beat bad.
What?
Yep.
What?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. repair, or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors, call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. And Randy, I know what you're going to say. I never really bring any real content to the show.
Well, you never do.
But today, that's different.
No, you brought people.
I brought talent. I brought WWF royalty to the table. And welcome to the show, Teal, daughter of Rowdy Roddy Piper, the legendary Hall of Fame wrestler, along with Deimos, another WWE star wrestler, up-and-coming Corey, Johnny Zeke, who I've known for years and years and years. And welcome to Knockout Radio and to Tour de Pizza.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, how are you?
Pull the mic.
It's up at the top.
There you go. Pull that. There you go. So welcome to Florida. You guys are obviously here training. You're back in town. What are you guys doing in the Tampa Bay area?
We came in town for a couple shows and just enjoying some ring time, some freedom from being in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
So things are more opened up out here than
way more
compared to California.
Way more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's night and day. It's night and day. It's crazy just seeing audiences anywhere. Like some of the smaller shows are letting people in now, and it's surreal after being in LA for so long.
How strange is it? You know, I've watched some of the TV. You know, where you athletes walk out and you kind of pretend like there's still fans there, but there's not fans there, and you're kind of like playing to the fans that are not there. How hard is that to do?
I actually haven't had to do that yet. Thank God. I'm recovering from a ACL replacement. So I had my surgery maybe 3 days before COVID shut everything down. So I guess timing is everything.
Sure.
But I mean, I've talked to some other wrestlers and it sounds very depressing, to be honest.
Sure.
Like, you know, they're trying to pump up and be excited and there's no one there. It's got to feel like every other training day.
How many times have you watched that Bar Rescue? I just ironically just saw it again. You know, it was just on the other day. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So, you know Bar Rescue?
Yeah, of course.
So, not Bar Rescue. It was the Storage Wars. That's what it was.
Oh, that
Storage
one. Wars. I was like, oh, sorry. I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, Storage Wars. Sorry. So, there was a Storage War
okay.
where, you know, the multimillionaire guy that goes in and buys, he drives all those fancy cars. So, he had a kilt. He bought a kilt.
Okay.
So he had these two girls with him, and he was all depressed because he lost a fortune on it, whatever. So these two girls go, no, we're going to take you somewhere to find out what the kilts were.
Right.
So they go into this bar. That's why I was thinking Bar Rescue at first. And this wrestler guy, Roddy Piper, walked out, and he started telling them about the kilt and the whole nine yards. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
It was definitely cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how many times have you seen that episode of Storage Wars?
I think I've only seen it the one time when it first came out. But, you know, I thought it was so cool. People don't realize this, but my dad was like a big history buff, you know, and so he knew a lot, especially about Scottish history and kilts and tartans and what the lines mean and all of that. So I thought it was cool. You got to like show that side of him.
We were watching it the other day and my wife was in the chair, I don't know, doing it on her iPad or whatever. And that came on and your dad started to explain the kilt and when they go to war and what the kilt's for and they use it as a blanket. And my wife's, you know, Priscilla, so yeah. She's doing it. I'm like, no, you have to listen to this. This is pretty cool. And, you know, at first she didn't pay attention until she saw where it was going. She's like, oh, wow, that is interesting. So, no, it definitely was impressive, Dave. You know, his little story. God.
Yeah, no, I mean, so you guys are here to promote shows. You guys are doing shows. You know, what's the pressure like being, you know, the daughter of? Do you feel pressure, like the added pressure compared to what everybody else goes through?
I think I'd have to be pretty stupid if I didn't because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get to work their way up and make mistakes and things like that. But I feel at least everything I do, you know, has a bigger camera on it. So,
sure.
You know, I don't get that opportunity to like grow as a talent and learn from my mistakes. So I feel like there's a higher bar for where I need to start at. But I'm very lucky, you know, I've met a lot of good people. I have great training. Deimos has helped me a lot as far as, you know, getting my skill level up there and everything. But, you know, I'm trying just not to let it be overwhelming and not try to be my dad or what people are thinking I'm supposed to be and just trying to focus on my own thing.
We were talking earlier, sorry. I asked Kyle Petty, you know, that same question.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, basically that. And he said, well, I would be a fool to say that my last name didn't get me in,
mm-hmm.
but it's my talent is either going to keep me here or send me away.
I always say when it comes to anybody in entertainment at all with a famous relative is the doors will open quicker for you, but they'll also slam shut quite twice as fast.
Absolutely.
So you'll get opportunities that you might not be ready for, and then you'll never get that back. You know, so it's a delicate balance. Like, I'm very grateful for the opportunities I've had, but I'm also not stupid enough to just walk in there and be like, okay, I'm here.
So, Daniel, same question. I mean, you know, dating the legendary royal member, I mean, is the wrestling community.
Can I be honest before you ask this question?
Yeah.
I'm petrified.
Of how big he is?
Yeah. He's that silent, deadly type. Well,
he hasn't.
I'm in the corner. Yeah. I can't get out.
He hasn't eaten yet.
Stoic, right? Yeah.
He hasn't eaten yet, so he will eat you. you know, but the question is, you know, like, is the wrestling community, are you guys a close-knit family? Like, do people protect you, like, in the promotions because of your dad and who you were and, like, now that you guys are in a relationship? Or is it, you know, because, like, I know the MMA world, you know, each dojo, like, that's family. You know, it's not blood, but they protect their own. Do you feel any of that, like, people are always watching and protecting over her when you guys are together?
I think it's the exact opposite in pro wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah. It's everyone for themselves, shark-infested waters. So she's more of a threat than family to them.
Oh.
I always feel like a lot of people, you know, have their guns pointed at me and are just waiting for ammunition. I mean, there's a few, like, old-timers that were friends with my dad that have been nice, you know, or people, for instance, that Deimos has trained with and came up with, you know, that kind of like have helped me out. But for the most part, I think a lot of people just root for me to fail.
Wow.
Which unfortunately is human nature.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say that. You know, I mean, it's like me.
Yeah. They just wait for me to fail like every week on this program.
Yeah. We don't wait for it. We expect it and it happens.
Okay. So I want to become a wrestler. How do I go about doing it? I mean, Johnny Zeke, I mean, he was a driver for me. He had a dream. He had ambition. Obviously he's a 300-pound man. So he's got the genetic gift that I don't have. But how do I become the pizza man wrestler? I want to come deliver an ass whooping to the ring. I want to deliver pizza. I want to stuff in their face when I knock them down or rock them, sock them, robot them. You know, so how do I get started? If I wanted to pursue this as a career like you guys have, like what would be your best advice or best tips?
And then I'll tell you the truth. After they, mm-hmm. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, one thing I've learned is, you know, there's so many different styles and people that have learned how to wrestle from different avenues of, and it's very important to find the right trainers and get the right kind of training. So, you know, I've kind of bounced around through various training to discover that for myself. And there's no such thing as being too athletic. Like, however much time you're doing in the gym, do more, just do more. It's something I'm still struggling to, especially with my knee putting me out, to, you know, come up to that level. But, you know, it's just more physically demanding than anything else.
And with that said, like, how real is this? I mean, we know it's scripted. We know that the titles and the storylines are written. But how many injuries occur? I mean, how often do you guys get hurt? And obviously your knee is hurt. I mean, what's the biggest fear or risk?
You can't fake gravity. I find typically a lot of people that talk about wrestling being fake probably have not ever done it. I think that if they did, they wouldn't be saying that, to be honest.
Are you offended by that word?
I am. Sure. I am. You know, that for me, my father took it very seriously. Sure. He was a great fighter, a great wrestler. He used to always say, I can't make you believe wrestling's real, but I sure can make you believe I am. And it's true. You know, these people fight for a living. You know, people forget that. And I think it's a very cocky thing to forget that, to be honest.
The thing that's always gotten me upset, and I go way back, Gordon Solie was a great friend of mine, and, you know, I was in the back and all that kind of stuff. There's a big difference between scripted and fake.
Yes.
You know, people forget just because it's scripted. And, you know, there was a long time. I got punched once, and this is a true story. I don't remember the referees. Bill Alfonso, if you know who that is, he's still involved somehow. I called it fake at the armory one time, and he punched me, you know. And it was just, he was aggravated, I was aggravated. It's But when people say it's fake, you guys are athletes, and they don't understand that. They don't understand what you've gone through to be able to get into a ring.
You know, it's funny because he was training this new kid who wanted to try it.
Did you say it was fake, Randy? What did you say?
I know.
Did you just call wrestling fake again?
I didn't.
He'll be the first guy to correct that for you. But there was this new kid that he was training, and he had to just stop at some point and look at him and be like, you know that this is a contact sport, right? Because I don't think that the kid like expected to get hit, even by me. You know, like it wasn't even Deimos hitting him, and he was just sitting there like freaking out. Like, you know, people don't realize that it is a full contact sport.
We had, and I don't remember the wrestler's name. Do you remember the wrestler who came in and hit Alex?
No.
So
I
we brought
there.
Him in, and my former co-host took one slap, and the mark was there for 3 weeks.
Wait, chopped him.
It knocked him out the door.
Yeah,
it knocked him outside the studio into the hallway.
At Bubba's.
That's
studio.
How much momentum was behind that
so
slap.
I would love for people that say negative things to just take one slap, just take one one bump, one hit, one whatever. And I don't think they would use the word fake anymore.
Exactly.
So, no.
I'm in. You guys sold me. I want. Like, listen, the curtain's closed. You hear the doorbell ring, right? The crowd goes nuts because they know the Naked Pizza Man's behind the curtain. I come down the ramp, I'm feeding people free food. So I'm a crowd favorite because I'm giving out free pizza to the people standing by the ramp. And then, you know, I go up and I give the pizza. They stiff me on the tip. And I'm like, you know what? And I slap them.
Here's how it starts to fight.
Got the storyline written.
Done.
Not only does that, but I'm going to blow his mind right now. So you're going to go to class. Steve Kern's going to run the class. Oh. He's going to find out that you are not the one thing that he demands, being humble. Oh. And you would be out the same day you walk in the door. Do I know him or what?
I'll have my apron on.
Steve.
I'll have my apron on. As soon as I get slapped and thrown into the ring, I turn around like a superhero. Naked Pizza Man comes out victorious in the story. And then Stone Cold and I can be tag team partners. He's got beer. I got pizza. We're winning.
Well, there you go. WrestleMania's written for next year.
There we go. Randy, would you like to be in my corner?
No, I want to be in your opponent's corner.
Did you say it was fake?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Matt wants to have an MMA fight, and I want to corner the opponent.
I've heard about this fight he's doing. Yeah.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll be a wrestler instead, because the wrestling's so cool. I mean, I mean, CM Punk, look, Phil Brooks, greatest MMA fighter of all time, came from WWF. Why you guys laugh? He's on the Wall of Fame.
So tell us a good story of yours wrestling.
Of mine wrestling? Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, usually people just ask about my dad's stories. I'm still so new to this industry and immediately getting hurt and things like that, you know, I haven't actually gone out and done too many matches. I actually had my first debut with Deimos for House of Heathens last week. So I just got cleared to actually wrestle.
Yeah.
All right, let's go hit up our final break of the afternoon, and then we'll come back and get into more really cool stories. At least I hope so. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
So, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. We welcome back to the show. We have Teal. Is that your wrestling name, obviously?
It's also my middle name.
it's your real middle name?
Yeah.
Wow, so you use a real middle name? And
no, it's a fake middle name.
And Deimos, you know, so welcome back. Wrestlers, up-and-coming stars, obviously, WWE. What's your titles? Like, what are you, hopefuls, like up-and-coming? Are you guys employees?
I would say up-and-coming.
Up-and-coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Talk us through whatever you can, because, you know, I'm from the school of there's a lot of secrecy and, you know, I don't know what we can and can't talk about. But when you're setting characters, when you're setting not necessarily even storylines, just, you know, the whole persona, how do you go about that? And is it just you guys doing that? Is it the organization that you're with that helps or tells you what you have to do?
It's literally all of that combined. You know, like if you present a good enough brand to them, they'll take it. If you don't, then they'll try to tweak it or just come up with a new one on their own. So, I mean, it's like a joint effort to make sure they can make the most money out of a situation. So, like, it depends on how creative you are and what you bring to the table as to how creative they'll come into it.
So what are some of those things that the two of you are trying to work on or come up with?
We're in a phase right now where we're trying to, like, reinvent ourselves. She's trying to separate herself from just being her dad's daughter.
And
I've done a lot in my career that I'm trying to, like, you know, revamp. You know, so we kind of just hit the restart button and came together as a team. You know, and we're the House of Heathens now, you know, and just trying to take that forward and see where it goes.
And I would assume, you know, I watch a lot of, you know, the TV, the WWE Network and stuff and stories. That happens a lot, you know, that some storylines or, you know, personas that don't work. And then you come back and you kind of work on it. And next thing you know, you're the Undertaker.
Yeah. Even he had to change it up,
right.
You know, because at some point things get stale. I've been this version of me for 15 years. So it's time to switch things up a little bit and turn the volume up a little bit.
Have you ever, either one of you, asked to do something, a character or whatever, and you didn't like it, but it's your job and you kind of have to?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Me, I'm sure she has too.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the thing I always get is as soon as I say I'm wrestling, they're like, oh, you're going to come out in the kilt and do the whole thing and the bagpipes, you know, like, and I found the deeper into wrestling, I guess, especially like on the indie scene and stuff like that, the more promoters want that, you know, but obviously they're looking for that like flash in a pan sell, and that's not what I want. So I think it's important for like longevity, as well as I think it's disrespectful personally, sure, like to my dad to do something like that. So I'm trying really hard to just make it my own. And it takes a lot of, you know, putting your foot down really with people and just being like, I'm not doing that,
right.
You know?
You know, I guess I understand from the promotion standpoint, which is unfortunate, and I don't mean to be disrespectful they want to use that name.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're trying to do. And if it means using you to use that name.
Right.
You know,
and
it is,
for me, it's like if they want to use the Piper name, I'm okay with that, but I'm not coming out in a kilt. I'm not, you know, like I'm not doing the bagpipes. I'm not going to be a little mini version of like a lesser version of my father. Like that's crazy. You know,
I'm going to be corny for a second.
Go ahead.
How often do you chew bubblegum?
All the time.
Come on. That's funny, right?
I always have bubblegum on me.
Oh, you're not out of bubblegum.
Not out of bubblegum.
Okay. How often do you guys train?
Well, during COVID, it's very difficult.
This guy trains harder than anyone I have ever seen. Like, he just lives at the gym.
Those
and
are
then
facts.
Yeah, and then he'll go to the ring and train for hours there, and then he'll go back to the gym. And
that's fact as well.
It's insane. And so it's great for me because it's like forcing me to exceed myself and do better and all that, but you know, it's a lot to keep up with.
Sure. And when you do work out or train, is it more weight kind of stuff? Because I don't think you've lifted weights in a while.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, he ate them. He ate them. I was going to eat you if you call fake one more time.
No, I haven't. I spent this entire year injured. I broke my neck and was paralyzed in January. And for 6 months, I couldn't even lift a gallon of water to my face. So, I mean, I'm just now getting back in the gym. I lost 30 pounds of muscle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I haven't been working out. Yeah.
So the question was going to be, is it more weight training? Is it more in the gym, you know, doing, you know, what's done in the ring?
Well, in the normal world,
sure,
I wrestle full time. So that's my cardio and my HIIT training. So, like, I don't do that in the gym. I just lift heavy weights to do the muscle mass, and I do all my leaning and cardio and all that stuff in the ring. So that's my cardio training is wrestling.
All right. So we talk a lot about Mount Rushmore. Okay. So I'm going to say your dad's not eligible because he's going to be up there anyway.
Okay. Because he's already up there.
Because he's already
on it. He's already on it.
And even if he wasn't, he is. And I'm sure you would say the same, right? So both of you, who would your Mount Rushmores be?
Undertaker. I mean, I think he's probably already up there too, but like, that's probably the first person I'd go to.
While you're thinking about it, because I can tell that you're thinking, we argue about it in the fact that I believe this is a sport that has so many that could be on the four.
Yeah.
And if the Mount Rushmore is four, I think that's difficult.
I think it depends on what subject you're trying to cover. Are we talking about draw? Are we talking about character? Are we talking about sales? Are we talking about work rate in the ring? Like,
well, I think a lot of that I would say no, because the typical fan
doesn't know
all that stuff. They don't know who works the most, you know, in the back or who's
he got really more. Involved with that answer. Yeah. Yeah. It's like Undertaker.
It can change based off of what you're looking for.
Sure.
You know, like, are you looking for talent or are you looking for draw? Because those aren't the same thing.
Sure. I agree.
Yeah.
And we've even talked that I think there's just as many athletes that are talented on the mic, but maybe aren't so much in the ring.
Right.
You know, and vice versa. I think AJ Styles is one of the greatest in-ring athletes.
Absolutely. And if you were to talk about Mount Rushmore of in-ring performers, he would be up there.
Sure.
But if you were going to say Mount Rushmore of draw, not so much. So, like, you know, which one are you looking for?
I pick one. What one do you want him to – where do you want to go?
Well,
I would like to hear the answer for both sides from you.
I mean, oh gosh. In-ring, like, psychology and talent, I mean, the number one was always going to be Randy Orton. I don't think anybody can touch him in the ring ever at any point in his career.
Didn't he just win on Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he woke up with more skills than most people have in 20 years.
Interesting.
That guy is just born to do this for a living. AJ Styles is definitely up there. In his peak, CM Punk, I'd say, was pretty talented in the ring.
He was great in the UFC.
The heart. Kurt Angle, I think, is one of the best in-ring technicians to ever live. Shawn Michaels is another one that you could put up there. Triple H. I mean, it's like those are guys that you know, that just dance circles around you in their sleep.
Sure.
You know, but not necessarily the face of the company, but there wouldn't be a face of the company if it wasn't for them.
All right, difficult question, and you know, if you can't, again, I totally understand. How do the decisions get made at corporate of whatever promotion that you are going to be the person?
It depends on what promotion. I mean, like, if you're AEW, for example, all you got to do is go to the cheat sheets and try to read what the smart marks are doing, and you just try to mimic them. Because that's about the peak of their creativity. Sorry.
Oh.
You can quote me.
Well, and I'll be blatantly honest with you. I watched the very first time. I watched for about 20 minutes, and that's all I've ever watched.
Yeah, I had to stop screaming at the TV and turn the channel.
I didn't like it.
I guess in WWE, they tend to look for whoever has the most buzz on the internet right now. And they want to see if they can turn that into television, you know. So I guess what they pretty much keep their ear to the ground for, you know, what people are talking about, you know, either on YouTube or culturally, because they'll bring in people from other sports and stuff like that just to try it out and see if maybe this is what's hot right now. So let's try to make this part of what we're doing, you know, even if that necessarily doesn't line up.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, they try to keep up with the buzz. So to speak.
It's a business.
And speaking of buzz and cross promotions, Ronda Rousey came in to the WWE. How do you feel about that, using your father's image and legacy?
You know, I was actually there with Dad when she originally doing MMA called and asked if she could use Rowdy, because they're from the same fighting family, which was Judo Jean LaBelle. So, you know, so I was there for all of that. And after he passed and she came out in WWE as Rowdy Ronda Rousey, I thought it was really neat that she wanted to use so much homage to him, you know, because she came in with her own name. She didn't need to do anything like that. And,
sure.
You know, I thought it was a really nice tribute, and especially with somebody being her caliber in the fighting world.
Who are athletes, wrestlers that both of you liked? I want to say growing up, but you're still growing up compared to, you know, me.
This guy.
Yeah, as old as I am. Who did you both enjoy watching? Other than your dad, because that goes without saying.
You know, I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling growing up.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So all of my love for wrestling is actually as an adult. We had a hard time separating it out. As a heel, people forget that, you know, he was one of the most hated people in the world. We'd get, you know, so it was hard as a kid to understand and separate that stuff. And so my parents just cut us off from it.
Interesting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And my kids would love it. People hate my dad. That's awesome.
Jeez.
But I loved China, for the record. I did remember loving China.
I guess as cliche as it sounds, I just was a big Stone Cold fan, you know?
My tag team partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lucky guy.
Man.
You're a lucky guy.
Still cold.
Yeah.
What wrestler were you most impressed? Isn't the right word, but you thought different. And again, you grew up in the business, so it's different. But the first time you met somebody that you thought was a bad guy, a heel, whatever, and he was like the nicest, coolest guy.
My dad.
Or what? Again, not counting your dad.
I think because I grew up with my dad, I very much grew up knowing that everybody else's bad guy was my good guy. So, like, nothing ever has caught me off guard with that. I mean, you know, look at Deimos over here. He's not very approachable, and he's, like, my favorite people now, you know? So it's
well,
like,
Randy keeps calling him fake, Kelly.
I know, right?
I did not call him fake. I said fake to Bill Alfonso one time, and we were friends and still are, and he punched me. So when can we see you know, both of you in the ring? Any idea?
When the world allows us to be. I mean,
yeah, there's not a lot going on right now.
It's really hard during this global pandemic. A lot of companies are just kind of sitting on the back burner waiting for the world to open up. So there's not very many opportunities currently.
I don't know if you had a final question.
No, I mean, seconds. No, go ahead.
All right. Well, do you have Twitters? Do you have where people can follow you?
I am at RL Teal on Twitter. Teal Piper, if you just look that up on Instagram.
Real Deimos on Twitter. Official _ Deimos on Instagram.
Real Johnny Zeke. Real Jay-Z on Instagram. Game time. I'm thinking Pizza Man. Thinking Pizza Man 1.
Anderson Silva, Uriah Hall. Who wins on Saturday?
Uriah Hall.
I'm going to take Anderson.
Down.
MMA fans at all?
I've been training with Anderson Silva up in L.A. for quite some time.
I'm taking Anderson.
Yeah.
I think he's going to. All right, so we are out of town.
I didn't know he was training with him. I'm taking Anderson.
No, I'm taking you out.
I worked out with him. I know what he got.
See everybody next week. My face.
Watching this is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.